Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Deauville, touch a country in the city.
So I'm at a rhythm section, bring this back with one of their greats, Doraville. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Gordon Chang, longtime Brain Trust member, author of The Coming Collapse of China. That's one of his many books. You'll see his. I encourage you to go to follow him on Forbes. He's also at The Daily Beast, blogs at World Affairs Journal, and many of you see him on television. Gordon, thanks again for being here. We appreciate your time very much. I want to talk about the Chinese terraforming that they're doing in the South China Sea in a minute. But before we do, I don't want you to get away without talking to you, with getting your thoughts on Brexit, the vote on Thursday by England on whether to leave the whatever's left of their relationship with the European Union. What do you think?
Yeah, this is going to be momentous, because if England, in fact, does leave, if Britain leaves the European Union, it could trigger other withdrawals, because there is unhappiness in other parts of Europe with the EU, which, you know, essentially the European Parliament and the European bureaucracy have become overbearing. And so that's what's been triggering the Brexit move.
Right.
We're going to see. It's going to be very, very close. I suspect that by a small margin, they will stay in the EU.
Interesting.
But it's going to be close.
Well, it's a little bit of a different, a funny duck as far as their relationship, because they did not lose their currency as the Germans and the Italians and the French did. They kept the pound, and the others gave theirs up.
That was absolutely critical that they kept the pound, because the euro is a disaster, and clearly Britain has saved itself by keeping its own currency.
If Britain leaves the euro, won't that be the beginning of the end of the EU?
I think that you'll see maybe one other country leave, but I think you'll see, of course, is reform in the EU, which is something that is important. I think that you will start to see a winding back of some of the burdensome regulation, which would be a good thing. But, you know, this is inherently unpredictable, because there are just so many forces at work in Europe right now.
Well, not only would Britain leaving... take away one of the most productive and successful economies over there, but it would provide a precedent, a roadmap, a structure for others to leave, which is the only reason why they kept Greece in.
Yeah, well, you know, you are probably going to see one or two other countries leave if Britain votes to leave.
Yeah.
As I said, it's very close right now. I could very well be wrong on that prediction, but, you know, we'll know by Friday morning.
Let's switch horses and talk about China's terraforming in the South. They're building islands in the South China Sea, aren't they?
3,200 acres over the last 2 years, most of it in the Spratlys, which are an archipelago in the southern portion of
Who
the
owns that? Do they own that water, or is that international water?
The water is international water, despite what China thinks. Those features, you have to go through them one by one, because China has good sovereignty claims to some, but not to all.
Are they trying to surround Taiwan? What are they doing?
Well, they're trying to dominate the South China Sea so that their ships will have, you know, essentially free roam and access to the Western Pacific. The big issue is Scarborough Shoal, which China seized in early 2012, despite the United States. We should have done something about it then. If they start reclaiming Scarborough, they would make permanent an act of aggression. That would be a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
This would be like Sudetenland, except in our century.
Right.
So this is going to be something to watch in the next month or two.
If you were president, would you allow China to buzz our planes and our ships like they do?
There's very little that we can do.
How about shoot one of them down? I mean, that's an aggressive act. When you buzz, when you come within 100 feet of another jet.
That's, you know, in international airspace, countries can do all sorts of stupid things. You know, this is something that has gone on during the Cold War. We didn't touch Soviet planes and aircraft. However, we need to impose costs on China and Russia for doing these, and
right.
we don't do that.
We're not doing
we
it.
We have the capability to push them in better directions. We fail to do so. That's our fault.
So they really feel that Obama's feckless, don't they?
I think that they do, because they've seen what happened in Syria, and so yep. they think they can do whatever they want in the East Asia.
I've said if we could recover from the damage that Obama did in the United States in time, but I'm not sure we could ever recover for the damage he's done in the foreign affairs. What do you think?
Ronald Reagan reversed a lot of bad stuff when he became president. We need
yeah.
a Ronald Reagan. Unfortunately, there's no one in sight.
Gordon, until we meet again, will you look for that guy, that lady?
We need a
Margaret Thatcher, don't we? Hey, thanks, Gordon.
Right now.
Good job, Gordon. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Gordon Chang, ladies and gentlemen, GordonChang.com. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blysingame. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.